It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How are we doing, everybody? Welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel. I'm Ron Swanson. This is, of course, Paula M. I apologize that I put the live up for 2 hours ago when it should have been now. That's because sometimes I do stupid things by accident. I just want to apologize. So, Paula, before we dive into Mrs. Trump, all the shenanigans that's been going on and some updates, news articles and things like that, how are you doing? What's been happening?
Well, I finally got the, I got a call today. I have the specialist for my lungs next week. So I'm pretty psyched about that.
Good, good, good. Well,
yeah, well, fingers crossed, clearly.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah. We'll start sending, I'll start sending all the vibes.
You better.
Yeah, we will. We will.
You better send good vibes because they're going to have me do some tests for the lungs and stuff like that. And then I'm going to talk to the specialist. I would like to find out the name of the person who called me on a Sunday to stress me out like that. You know what I mean? And the way that I'm just so angry about the way she said it. She should have said everything is okay, but instead it's like,
oh yeah. Yeah. There's literally a meme from Family Guy. I think it's Family Guy. Or maybe American Dad. This doctor that gives good news in the worst possible way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I was so angry. I was really upset with him.
Yeah, it's like turning around to someone and saying, you've got cancer. Or no, saying it's like, cancer is not something you need to worry about. Do you see what I mean? It's like the way that they phrase it. It's crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, listen, you're going to be fine. Everything's cool. You're going to be fine. And I just want to say to everyone, since Ron screwed up the time, if you could all like and share and help me push this out, because I don't know if we'll get a notification going out. But Paula, we've spoken a couple of times now about Mrs. Trump, whose first name I can't get correct, so we're just going
Melania.
Mrs. Trump in my brain now, right? So Mrs. Trump, like, we've seen her speech. That was a bit mad. We've seen the fallout of that. We've seen Amanda saying that there's going to be a bombshell she's going to expose and all of this. So we're going to delve into some of the new headlines and just see what has been going on, because obviously, allegedly, Trump never knew that she was doing this, which, again, it's very key to watch the aftermath of something. Now, with Trump saying that he never knew about this, that means any fallout from this could be now detached from him, because obviously he now says, I knew nothing about this. And I think that's really interesting because A, it's not like he's standing by his wife, and B, it gives the opportunity for him to distance himself if required, in my humble opinion. Paula, what do you think?
Well, you know that we did this before. I don't trust public people like that, when that they give this unwarranted speeches or abuse a platform that like that. Because, you know, Ron, it's not like, okay, let me give you this example. It's not like Amanda. Oh, you want to watch my, I struggle with my Spanish life because it's just a stupid, you know, I have to really practice Spanish because, yeah, it's a hassle for me. But it's like not everybody has the platform that she has. Amanda Ongaro does not have the platform that Melania has.
Yeah, no, of course.
She does not have the instant credibility of the position that she has, which is the first lady. Because these kinds of positions, these kinds of offices come with a credibility, with a power associated to them. So, and you know, Melania, I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, but I don't know, Ron, something is...
Yeah, listen, there's definitely more to all of this. Which direction it's going to go, I don't know, right? Because it's all looking shady. It's also looking like, if Trump is saying he knew nothing about this, we could be looking at another potential. This is a bit of a stretch, everybody. But if there was something else to come out in the files or something to come out about Melania, Mrs. Trump, right? he has already publicly disassociated with her speaking out. So it all has a weird feeling to me. But when it comes to Amanda, the way that she was handled, I think, is the most telling part of this. Because it's one thing, you know, if you've been friends with somebody for 20 years and then for whatever reason you decide to deport them, okay? First of all, the way that she was put through the detention center and had her kids taken from her out of nowhere after she said she was going to speak out, or when she was fighting with her husband or whatever happened, there was something that happened and it resulted in this. It all seems a bit like she's the prime candidate for getting special treatment for when you get sent to an ICE center. Oh my God, it's the partner and mother of the friend of the, you know, wife of the president. You would think that is prime candidate for pulling strings to make sure that she avoided a scenario like that. So for me, it's all a bit like, right? But also, if you're going to send her to a place like that, that's a prime place to Epstein someone. So why would you then send her home to continue her narrative? It's all very confusing. Does that make sense? So on both sides, I've got like a presentation I could rant about with regards to where I feel and who is the bad guy and all the rest of it. But at the same time, I then have to remind myself, Donald Trump had to be legally persuaded to give us the files and then left out 3 million of them. So
has he published anything at all?
Who?
Any more? Any of those 3 million files? Yeah.
I don't think there's been any new files. I will be delving back into all this. The last few days I've been in a creative bubble working on a project for everybody that's coming out this evening and then another one that's coming out next week. So it's weird because we're starting to see a lot more fingers being pointed for answers and also for the survivors, right? Because it's one thing to come out and say, I never banged Epstein, but it's quite another thing to then be like, let's give the survivors a bunch of hope. And that's going to be the next thing for me, how all of that is handled, because I hate to break this to you, and this is going to sound a bit freaking crazy, but just stay with me here. Do you know how many scientists have been unalived since Trump?
Yeah, I was watching that.
Talking about the UFO stuff, right? And the alien stuff. Yeah. 10 of them. They were all working on UFO stuff and nuclear fusion stuff, like cold fusion and shit like this, right? They're all dead. Gone. Unalived, right? 11. 11 now. Buck Rogers is in with the update. That's wild. So we've got 11 of them unalived, right? So we know. When it comes to covering up secrets, right? They'll go to some extreme lengths, right?
Yeah. But the thing is, though, you know that I was thinking a lot about that Melania thing. You know how she gave certain truths? For example, Jeffrey Epstein didn't introduce me to Donald, right? That may be true.
Yep.
But then she doesn't dwell into... Did you hang out with him a lot more? Did you ever go to Palm Beach? Because we know that in that email, she told Ghislaine Maxwell, I can't wait to go to Palm Springs. How's Jeffrey D? I love the parties. You know what I mean? So she gives two or three truths that, you know, Epstein did not introduce me to this guy, but might as well, because it's Jean-Luc Brunel with Paolo Zampoli.
Sure.
You know?
Here's our way of looking at it, right? Let's say she's totally innocent. Right. But let's say she was at a couple of parties where she remembers the faces of a couple of survivors walking in. Right. Not necessarily kids, but say adults. She recognized the faces of them years later when she finds out that they're survivors. That then puts her in the same building on the days where things like that took place. And maybe she was into a spiraling free fall about it. That's about the only logical she's innocent narrative that could take place. It still doesn't justify anything, but it doesn't mean she knew that that was a victim at the time. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to everybody?
I understand what you're saying, but to me, she gave a few truths, very minor truths, to give her story some credibility.
Sure. Oh, I'm not saying that's what I think. That's just the only thing I could come up with to fit a plausible narrative if I was to go down that road. But at the same time, my chips are very, very much still stacking one chip at a time on the, oh, she's covering up massive stuff side. Like, they're slowly going over that way because that's how the data reads.
No, I get that. I get that, you know. It's just really weird what's going on right now, to tell you the truth. But, you know, if I were a scientist, I wouldn't want to be around Trump administration. That's for sure. I said that too.
But when it comes to Mrs. Trump, is it weird? Because you brought her to our attention on the last show, the other woman who wrote a book about her and went through similar things. So we actually have a massive data entry on how things are with this woman, because this is what happened before. We now have it again with Amanda. So are we seeing a woman who's seen what happened after the last time she did this to a friend, a book, media coverage, getting ahead of it by giving a speech because she knows what's coming with Amanda? Could it be that, Paula M?
Well, that's what we talked about the last time, remember?
Well, we did, yeah, but, you know, play the game.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, this is what people are saying. You know, people are saying that she shouldn't have, that she was trying to get ahead of something, which is pretty much what I believe it is, to tell you the truth. I really do believe that she was doing, because this was unprompted, and then she used certain legal language. I haven't been legally found guilty of anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no, 100%. But from the other side of it, it could just be all vindictive ex-friends making up a bunch of stuff. But at the same time, why would you not take one of them to court for
Well, one of them really wanted Melania to take her to court.
Right, exactly. But again, is Melania that spiteful that she'll take the hate and the conspiracy over giving someone what they want, even if it proves her innocence?
Exactly. Well, the woman was very careful. She said that that she couldn't wait for Melania to take her to court, and that she could back everything up. And, yeah, you know, I think that this woman was really, really angry, because she said, I have three daughters. I have three children. She threw me to the wolves. Everybody was criticizing me, calling me a thief, when Melania already knew that I hadn't touched the money. Because the $26 million were from donor money. She never had access to that. Right? She would only say, I need this. Can you please buy it? They didn't give her $26 million for that. Right, that's absolutely right. Okay? Nobody's going to allow anybody to touch donor money. They had a committee that was handling that, and she would say, I need this. She gave her budget. It was approved. And then they came and they bought, she gave a list of anything they need, and whatever she needed, she just said, I need this, go get it. And they would get it for her. So she never had access to the funds. Yet, and Melania knew full well about that, and she still didn't help her. And she was branded a thief. She lost all her friends. Her kids were ridiculed because she also had children. A lot of people always, for some reason, they want to look at the bully's children and not at the victim's children.
Could we see this as possibly the reaction of Mrs. Trump based off of behind-the-scenes threats from Amanda because of what... I mean, let's face it, they've both come up Trump... pardon the term, come up Trumps in their life from where they were, and may have done some crazy shit to get there. And Amanda may be privy to, she may be the only one who knows, sort of thing. And this could be what Mrs. Trump is worried about. But I'll be honest with you, everyone, right? I'm going to be honest with you. All of this ties back to the Epstein files. And it's very convenient that we're all sitting here ranting over what is basically like one of these freaking reality shows were like gangster wives, okay? We've got to remember that this woman came out and was talking about Epstein, the files, all the rest of it. Her husband had to be legally forced in order to release what he has. And since then has gone on a global, like, freaking shenanigans. I feel like it's all distraction. Could this just be a massive... massive distraction, because it feels like they're throwing everything at us for us to talk about, except why no one's been goddamn arrested. Like, do you see what I'm saying, Paula?
No, I get that. But at the same time, I don't know why Melania would bring this up at all. And then if we look at what the woman said in the 60-minute interview, her former friend, the one that wrote the book, she says that everything that Melania does is in conjunction with Donald Trump, that they were both in sync and in step. Everything they did was calculated.
Okay.
That's why it's in the 60 Minutes thing, because they were asking, does Melania do this separate of Trump? She goes, absolutely not. They are absolutely in sync. They are a brand. And she says that when Melania found out that he was cheating with a star, adult star, that she asked her, why are you staying with this man? Aren't you worried he gave you an illness or whatever? And she said, nope, that's how men are. Because she's from Slovakia, you know, and that she was not about to throw everything away just because Trump was screwing some other woman, that at the end of the day, she was the wife. Yeah. And let's not forget that she was dating Trump while he was married to a very pregnant Marla Maples.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen, that's one thing. That's one thing, right? So... here's some news, right? I mean, like, Amanda Ngoro claims witnessing highly compromising interactions years before Melania Trump's friendship fallout. I can agree with that, but we can also take that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Mrs. Trump in that headline. Amanda Ngoro, the Brazilian model at the center of the growing feud with the First Lady, Melania Trump, has claimed she witnessed highly compromising interactions involving figures in the Trump's social circle, and has said she's ready to testify against the Trumps in court. She claims the claims follow Ngoro's public fallout with Mrs. Trump and her subsequent deportation from the United States, which has linked to the actions of her former partner, Paolo Zappoli, now President Donald Trump's special envoy for a global partnership. Ngoro was close friends with the Trumps for two decades, while she was also in relationship with Zappoli. Just before her deportation, she reached out to Mrs. Trump asking for help to renew her visa, but she says her call was never returned. So listen, let's just assume all of that's true, okay? We have a woman who has knowingly turned down to assist her friend with her visa. Her husband has made sure she's ended up in an ICE facility. Her kids were taken from her. No one's done anything about this for months. And she also just so happens to have all this information on the Trumps. Now, for me, I would be interested to see when this gentleman here, the former ex, got any of his jobs, when he was promoted, when these things happened. Does anything match up with his wife being put in an ICE detention center? Because for me, that would definitely levy my opinion to thinking that there was something she knew and maybe he was needing to be on board in order to silence his missus. Could be, right?
You know, the thing is with these people, Ron, is that the games that they play, people end up dead.
Yep, 100%. Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean? This is not like, oh, you know, oops. This happened here. No, these people, somebody ends up dead. They are serious because they are in such a powerful position. They are serious consequences for whatever words they use, because they, at the end of the day, they have a much bigger platform than anybody, really. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's kind of like, how do you fight that? You know, Amanda Ngoro, I know that she's doing a documentary. Should be aired sometime this year. But how do you fight something like that? For really, you know, like, how do you fight a power like that?
Well, we're going to see
her. Melania Trump is absolutely, clearly her platform is much bigger than anybody else's, sweetie.
Well, no, here's the thing. Let's say originally she had dirt on Mrs. Trump and Mr. Trump. And she was making threats. So then she goes in an ICE detention center, gets deported. And now she's been told, if you ever want any chances, you better take our names off the table and make it people that were in our social circles, because that's what she's saying now. So it's going to be interesting to see what tunes change, because personally, tunes change when conversations are had behind the scenes. And there's no way that they're going to be able to stop this woman talking. But if they can tell her specifically who she can talk about in order to get her story out, I think that's possibly a narrative that's used.
Well, I know that she's already made the documentary. I know she's cooperated with this documentary.
Also, wait a minute. The ADHD is kicking in. What about if they've needed someone to seem like an unsuspecting hero to the public. So we warm to someone like Amanda in order for Trump to use her as the weapon to deliver information on pounds of flesh he's going to deliver on the files to keep him out of the spotlight of it. Did you follow me?
No, it's not going to happen. First of all, one of the things that Paolo Sampoli, I think that's the last name of the guy, there's a victim that accused him of rape. Mm-hmm. And the FBI, she put the file with the FBI. They wanted her. She managed to get him on phone call and recorded him saying that he had done that. They had everything. They had a video, everything. And the FBI dropped the entire case because Trump made him a special envoy to the UN, a position mm-hmm. with the Dominican Republic of all places, Dominica, mm-hmm. you know, even though he's not Dominican, but they can still do that. So the police said that he has diplomatic immunity. Now, what I've told people is that if you know the rules about diplomacy, there are mechanisms in place for this woman to fight, which is she can request to Dominica to drop the diplomatic immunity or to drop it altogether because he's not a citizen of Dominican Republic. And even if it were, it allows you that if the country that you are a diplomat of mm-hmm. says, okay, we're not going to give him, we waive the diplomatic immunity, he's toast. You know, so they can do that. It's happened with crimes. And this is what happened, for example, in yep. the United Kingdom, when this American diplomat, the wife of an American diplomat, she ran over this guy in the United Kingdom and she killed him and she fled the country. And there was some, you know, you remember that case, right? Between the United Kingdom and the States.
Yeah.
They wanted her to, and they were asking the United States to waive the diplomatic rights of this woman. I don't know what happened in the end, but, you know, but they can do that.
I just want to say, Richard, listen, there's a comment here. Why would you focus on Melania rather than the good and needed things she called for? Having all the... We actually spoke about this, Richard, right? Because it's not about making assumptions. It's about looking at both sides of what could be the outcome of this, right? And the two easiest outcomes to predict is she was involved with something bad. She wasn't involved with something bad, like she says. And we've said from the start, it's all about what comes next, Richard. So I'm hoping that what we're going to see coming next is a huge focus on the survivors, a massive focus on their stories. And this is going to be a huge turning point for that segment of the Epstein Files saga. So we don't worry, I'm fully with you, Richard, because she has said this, but saying stuff is real, real easy. But I'll be honest with you, from what I've seen from behind the scenes, things are looking like those promises might be made by kept by Mrs. Trump. So don't worry.
Also, you know, the easiest thing to say, because I also found out that Melania, and this is in the public domain, Melania was she was really tight with Paolo Sampoli, than Trump. She was literally almost texting him daily. So she was tight with this man.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I was thinking, and you and I talked about it, is that the punishment that Amanda received is almost bitchy. Like a woman thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, it's almost not just bitchy. It's almost sending a lesson to anyone else. Do you know what I'm saying? Because think about what Bab said about how many women, how many people are brought over from other countries and things like this that could be involved in all this, that could suffer the same fate. Trophy wives, girlfriends, all of that stuff doesn't necessarily need to be... sorry, I'm having a lighter issue in the background here. Doesn't necessarily need to be major public figures, but it's sending a message to anyone that would want to speak out against Mrs. Trump, because who the hell wants to end up in a situation like that?
Well, yeah, we talked about that, how she could, you know, that she tried to stop her, the lady who wrote the book, she tried to stop her by every mean possible, but she couldn't stop her because she's an American lady. This other one, the ace card that Melania has over Amanda is that Amanda is not American.
Right.
Whereas this other lady, she's American. So she couldn't do anything about it. And Melania has a shady past in regards to how she got the visa, because she got the Einstein visa. Why? She's not by any means a stretch of the imagination.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be shadiness involved in all of the beautiful wives who need green card scenarios, 100%. But
well, Trump could use that against her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I'm saying. It's a great card to have in a control of, oh, we were at parties 30 years ago. Now you're a mother. Now you're, you know, my wife or 30 years later. Hey, you know, I know you might have seen some stuff. Look what happened to Amanda. Time to zip it. That's a massive, having their kids taken and deported would be a pretty much a silencing weight for a lot of these women that were, don't know who necessarily we're talking about, but you know what I'm getting.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, you know how people are saying, release the tape of Epstein tapes, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, Epstein is dead. Okay, fine. The files should come out. But now the focus should be on prosecuting those who were with Epstein because, okay, Epstein was just a public face. We know that these crimes have not stopped. It right. only means that the people are hiding it better because of Epstein getting caught.
Right.
And what they're trying to do is to bury the files so the names can come up so they continue doing what they're doing. But people are so focused on Epstein. People should be focusing on who else is doing this.
I agree.
Continuing with this behavior.
I agree.
Because people think that it has stopped. People think that it has stopped because Epstein was...
Yeah, but you got to remember as well, people think that this has stopped. It hasn't. People think Epstein was caught. He wasn't. I don't know why Epstein ended up where he was. It's either he was doing something with his sciences that he wasn't meant to do, but it's certainly...
Money. It always comes down to money.
Yeah, it could be, right? But not money in the way we know it. Like, we're talking, the guy, like, again, anyway, blah, blah, blah.
I think, you know what it is, Ron, that these people tend to get, they tend to believe they're bullshit. They get ingrained in that world that they think that they're that big. They always forget they're not bigger than the system.
Well, here's the thing, right? It's what you mean. What do you mean by the system? Are you talking about?
Well, they think, oh, the person. Okay, let's say that Epstein was placed by Mossad or whatever, Israel, whoever it is.
Okay.
Once he gets there, he starts making all these millions and he starts living that kind of life. He says, Mossad, who needs him? You know? And then he just starts going rogue on things, not doing the things that he's supposed to be there for, because he gets a false sense of.
Well, here, what about if there was about to be a global power shift? What if, and again, listen, this is just a theory. Ron doesn't think this. I'm just speaking out loud. What if, who's Israeli in charge here, right, had Epstein doing a whole bunch of blackmail stuff for years, right? But then let's also say Epstein, as a security, managed to get some stuff on the Israeli people, some dirt on the Israeli people, right?
I think that it wasn't that. I really think that he was just trading with everybody because this is a man with no loyalties. And when you have that kind of deviant behavior, maybe the behavior got to be too much that he became a liability.
So he was basically what you're saying is for years he colored within the lines. He got jealous that the fact that he couldn't grow to power to what he wanted to be. So he basically became dealing under the hand with everyone. I could see that 100%.
No, but also it could be that he became a liability because of his behavior. He was, you know what it is with, and I've always said that abusive people never de-escalate behavior. The more they get away with it, the more outrageous the behavior gets, right? When he managed to only do.
Like, I tell you what,
he became a liability because he got too degenerate, too public.
It could be that. But you know what? We need to do a night on Ghislaine's dad, right? Because Ghislaine's dad is the spark that fueled the fire that burned from when he unalived on his own yacht. Listen, Paula, I need you to talk for about 3 minutes because I need to quickly run upstairs for one moment. So if you
could do that, that would be wonderful. What do you guys think, guys? Because to me, it really infuriates me when I see Kash Patel or, you know, like, I don't even understand why Melania Trump came and talked and said, oh, have the victims speak. And then you have Trump saying the victims don't want to speak. And I don't know if you remember when Kash Patel or Pam Bondi, whatever, I think it was Pam Bondi that she was called, her ass was called before Congress. And people were asking, have you interviewed the victims? And have you seen them? And she goes, no. Yes, we have interviewed the victims. And the victims are standing there and the congressmen are asking her, well, have you interviewed her? She's here willing to give the testimony. So meanwhile, you have Trump, Melania saying, oh, have the victims come and talk. But then Trump, it gives a press conference. What? No, they don't want to talk. Don't you find that ridiculous? And then we have, let me see. You think that he's gone too far? Yes, yes. I do believe. I mean, do you think, why do you think Epstein was taken out? Why do you think Epstein was taken out? What is really the idea? First, why was he put in jail? And why was he taken out? Because I still don't understand why he was in jail. And one of the things that's really interesting when people were talking to him is that he believed he was going to get out. He didn't think that it was going to be anything serious. He really was talking to his lawyer and to other people as though it was a mild thing, a passing thing that he had to do. You know, so it's really, really interesting. We have Agent Orange saying she's hoping someone else opens up the floodgates so she can say what she wants. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. And then we have Surfs and Sun. Epstein is alive. He's being held as a witness. That would mean that his brother would have to be involved in that because apparently the brother identified him.
Well, do you know what? Honestly, I could sit down and do a 90-minute power presentation on all of them. Like, he's alive and a witness. He's alive and here. He's dead, and this is why. Because until we, and I'll tell you something else. You know what? I'm so focused now on the reaction of the Trump administration and of my own government, okay? Because why is nothing being done? Like, we're all sitting here in this state of outrage. We're discussing about little things that are happening, like Mrs. Trump giving a speech. I hope what we're seeing is Mrs. Trump stepping away from her husband, doing things that her husband doesn't know because she knows what she knows and is going to save all the survivors. That would be great, right? That would be great. Listen, it was the other one, not that one, you weirdos. And I was also getting a beverage, as you can hear. So I'm sorry. All of this feels like a distraction. All of this feels like, oh, this was an administrative mistake with Amanda. Da, 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 da. Everything will go fine and then we'll never hear about it again. Could be that. I just don't know, because the only thing I know is we're not getting the outcome that all these survivors and all of these people that have the knowledge of the Epstein files haven't received. We need to see justice and nothing.
You know what's interesting, Ron? Is that even, you know, the lady who wrote the book about the $26 million donor money gone?
Okay.
They never really investigated what happened. So we still don't know what happened to the $26 million. Nobody was ever charged or anything.
They're trying to pass a bill in America right now that would ban investigative journalism into the American government. And this is being framed because of a YouTuber who's exposing all of the scams that are going on in America and the government officials that are allowing the scams to happen for voters. And they are wanting to clamp down. I can't remember what it was called. I'll try and pull this up. But it's a real thing. And if it goes through, we're all screwed.
So they're trying to do that right now?
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me pull this up.
But what is it about?
I'm going to pull it up now. Hang on a second.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. California Democrats advance Stop Nick Shirley Act to criminalize investigative journalism. California Democrats are trying to pass a bill to criminalize investigative journalists for violating privacy for migration support service providers. That would say illegal immigration. California, so basically they're trying to pass a bill to make it illegal for people to investigate anything to do with immigration. Nick Shirley, thank you Nick Shirley. The Nick Shirley, big shout out Nick Shirley, by the way. Guy's a freaking legend. Some of you might not know him by name, but I'm sure you'll have seen his face. Nick Shirley, where are you? Here you are, you handsome devil. There we go. So this is the guy that's basically got most of American politics quaking in their boots right now, because he's exposing stuff in a way that is it's a combination, Paula, of his presentation of facts, his standing his ground, all of that stuff, and his ability to just be a likable person that has opened doors for him to expose all this. And I think they didn't look, he's the least threatening dude you'll ever see in your life, right? So I genuinely think this was a massive case of they never seen Nick Shirley coming.
It is, I don't know, you know, sometimes...
Paula, just listen to what I said and what we've been talking about. Banning investigative journalism into immigration.
Well, a court just decided, you know, and actually the person who was, they decided against is Paris Hilton, because Blake Lively... He must disclose his sources because he's not considered a real journalist.
Think about what we've just been talking about.
I know.
I wonder if this goes through, how many people will start getting thrown in ICE detention centers and it will become illegal to cover it, because maybe government officials, maybe this will be the new way of just getting rid of and silencing people and no one will be able to cover it.
Yeah, but again, the problem that you have is that they don't consider YouTubers journalists.
He's a YouTuber.
But this is all, what I'm saying to you.
This has all come from YouTube.
But it should, if you really think about it, even though he doesn't have a journalistic diploma or whatever, if you look at what he's doing, it is a very definition of journalism.
Oh, 100%. Listen, I just want to say Nick Shirley may well have some sort of qualification in journalism. I don't know. But he is very much a YouTuber. So you're right, Paula. And that's what they're scared of, because what other media would you need to control? It's already controlled. This is the media where you need laws, because the other media is already controlled.
Yeah, exactly. But this is, can you imagine? Because, for example, like Paris Hilton, Blake Lively, something so stupid. She took him to court because she wanted him to disclose his sources. And he's just like, I can't disclose my sources. This is journalistic thing. And the judge ruled that he's not a journalist. He's a YouTuber. And therefore, he's not covered by the, you know, like journalistic source, whatever it is.
But that's different from, I believe, from what an investigative journalist is. So they're not banning journalism, which is covering the topic. They're banning investigative journalism, which would mean digging into the topic. So,
but he did. That's what Paris Hilton was doing, hence why they wanted the sources.
I don't know the case you're referring at all.
Is so Blake Lively with she's suing?
I don't know the case. But the one I'm referring to here, Paula.
What I'm saying is, regardless, it doesn't matter what the topic is. If you're doing an investigation and you're reporting on something, that is investigative journalism. It could be about if the sun is coming tomorrow or somebody's dancing.
Paula. Sitting and talking about a topic and covering it is journalism. You being handed all of the information and reading it is effectively journalism. investigative journalism is when you pry and you investigate and you make calls and you go to places and you speak to people. That's what they're trying to ban specifically on the immigration side of this in America. Wild.
Yeah.
Personally, I think we got the you go to jail for social media posts, and America drew the straw on let's create a reason to ban investigative journalism so YouTubers can get screwed. And that's going to be the next thing. That's what I feel. But again, it was just a side chat. It was just a side quest topic. We'll get back to our main topic.
Well, there is no protection. And let's not forget that the YouTubers are doing pretty much all the work that the journalists are doing. Yeah. Because now the mainstream media, when they couldn't bury the stories that the YouTubers were saying, yeah, now they're saying what we've been saying for years.
Yeah, but look, Paula's one of the few people I know, right, where she could do like at least a 5-minute montage of like a date that she spoke about something to do with the royals, and then a date when the mainstream media spoke about it. And Paula's date is always before theirs. And she could probably have about 50 examples of this.
All of mine are.
Yeah, oh, I know. It's hilarious.
One of the Royal Daily Mail reached out to me because I got a footage of Harry on stage of Kevin Costner and Meghan Markle, but Harry literally turned his back on her and didn't give her the mic, and she just stormed off furiously off stage. Look, I was the only one who had that footage, and I posted it on my ex. And then I had the Royal Daily Mail calling me, sending me messages, and I have them. I can show them to you. Yep. Written messages. Who's your source? Where did you get that? I was like, do you want me to wipe your ass too?
Well, here's the thing, right? You're one of the few peoples in the world that I've known for a few years, where I've witnessed you explaining this about 50 times, and you always come with receipts, and it's hilarious. So I agree with you. So again, someone just saying something
about you. You also investigate things when you were doing your things. But the point is how unprotected YouTubers are, and I really do believe that if you're a certified YouTuber and you're doing reporting, you should be considered a reporter, and you should be covered by this same confidentiality thing, because that discourages the YouTubers from actually reporting on things.
Well, this is the thing. But they don't want you looking into things. Do you know what I'm saying? It's much better to hand pick the people that are allowed to investigate and say, here's what you're allowed to investigate.
What investigate?
Then have a whole new era of freaking keyboard journalists that, you know, actually get things done. You know?
Yeah, but for example, I just want to say something about Melania. I think that there's something very fishy about this woman. I think that there's a lot of darkness in this woman, because something that really raises alarms for me is that this woman has been in the public eye for many years, yet you know nothing about her.
Okay.
So this is the kind of behavior from really elite people.
Hang on one second.
That I've met in my life.
Sarah, I don't know if you're watching, producer Sarah, but can someone just take a screenshot of this? That's one of my mods for me, please. And just make sure we send that over to Sarah. That would be wonderful. Thank you very much.
You know, like it reminds me of people that I've met through my line of work, that they were ultra elite. It's like, she's been in the public eye. Why do you know? What do you know about her? You know nothing.
Yeah.
You know a little bit more now that she's put out some stuff, but even the documentary.
Thank you, Mandy.
Let's
get real, okay? What we were promised from Amanda was an interview on CNN. Never happened. Okay, what we've been promised now is a documentary. Now, do you remember what
happened? The documentary has been filmed. I know this
story. Yes, Paula. But do you remember the German documentary with the Meghan Markle stuff? How many red tapes that came up against? Documentaries are a great way. Thank you, Sarah. A great way to say something's coming, and then to have subconsciously expected roadblocks that we will go, oh, okay, well, that happens. So it could be that too. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, it's with a very respected independent. It's not a U.S. company that's doing this. It's RTE. So it's RTE. So they're not even pitching it to HBO or anybody. They've already shot the thing, and there's Victoria's Secret models that are talking, Victoria Drake.
sick. Well, look, I hope you're right because I'm on Team Truth.
Well, I know that they have done the document. I know this. This is not even whether it'll ever see the light of day. Fine, but I think it's going to see the light of day because they've been working on this for almost a year now, and they've interviewed a lot of Victoria's Secret models.
Or they'll say, shut up, here's $50 million and your kid back.
No. I don't know.
That's the,
I don't know. I'm learning a lot. I know that the documentary has been shot. Whether people are going to show it, it's a different story.
You've said that. I get that. But what I'm saying is the one ace in their hole is her child. So trust me, if they come to her and say, here's $50 and your kid back to shut up, she's going to take it. She's going to take it.
Well, she wants a visa to go back to the States. Her husband is there because the thing is that she's married to an American citizen.
Yeah, I get. Maybe I get a bit like Hollywood movie where I imagine like she's going to one day she's going to be cooking a piece of toast and a black bag's going to go over her head and she's going to then have
She wants him to give her permanent residency in the United States.
Pulled off in a shadowy room and there's a man there with a silent Glock and he says, right, so basically you can have your kid back and you're going to shut up. Sign this or you're going to go in the barrel.
Well, one of the things that's very interesting in regards to Melania is that if I know that she's a U.S. citizen now, but if it is found out that she got her residency under by fraud, they can remove their citizenship. Her citizenship. Hang on.
That's a good point. So Buck Rogers has just said basically the CNN is basically like the American BBC. And it's interesting because they're the ones that have been messaging Paula and Sean all week. Fucking CNN keep clickbaiting me with this Amanda stuff. They're like, Amanda says this, and you click on it, and it's a looping fucking live stream.
I do believe that they have interviewed her. I don't know if they're going to show because for some reason, Trump has been praising CNN.
Right. It's interesting. Oh, that's even brilliant. That's even better. Right. So if Trump's been praising CNN, what if she was privy to information about CNN? Right. And made them a promise to keep them on the loop and keep them pushing out her name because that's the main place I'm seeing her they're getting pushed out.
There's a new owner for CNN. It's the same owner as Fox or something like that. But there's a new ownership on CNN. You can really see the change in CNN. And Trump has been praising CNN, how they have the polls and how they're doing this and that. So there's a bit of a shift. So I wonder if they interviewed her to see what she had to say, and then it's never going to see the light of day. But they've done a documentary with this independent RTE, which is a Spanish TV. Yeah. And we know that the Spanish people are hating Trump right now.
Hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, the point I was trying to make was CNN may put something out heavily edited. She may be waiting to see how they put her interview out. But if they do, and she has done the interview, she may be prepared for that. So, yeah, Trump is the best president ever. That's from Blockbuster Video. All right. Awesome. Blockbuster Video. I'm really sorry what happened to your lineage. I feel for you. And you could have been Netflix. Just think about that for a second. You could have been Netflix, Blockbuster. I've got good memories of you. Very good memories. Big shout out Blockbuster.
Yeah, but with Melania is a very shady character because how does she manage? What do you virtually know about her?
I know that when you Google her as a young woman, she is very differently dressed than she is now. I just want to point that out, right? And I can see there's definitely a theme with the Epstein top tier girls. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't mean trafficked. I don't mean, well, knowingly trafficked. I mean, that you're going to be a president's wife. You're going to be, and saying that, the Norwegian guy, I really feel like he lucked out. Like, she must do crazy stuff, right? She must do crazy stuff. Or he must have.
He was his supplier.
Or he had no confidence. Anyway, won't break that down. But there's definitely a lot of women who in their prime were stunning. And even in their later years are still very beautiful women. But when I mean, some of them were serious, serious women. And Melania definitely was one of them back then. And to be honest with you,
I don't think she had high morals, to tell you the truth.
No, it's not about morals. It's not really about morals.
No, what I mean by that is I think that she got around. This was a very low...
I don't know if I can back that, right? Let's just...
that's my opinion. I'll give... if you let me tell you why.
Yeah,
Because this woman was from Eastern Europe, unknown, making her way, little English, didn't know anybody.
She was modeling, though, right? She was modeling.
But she was not a supermodel by any stretch of the imagination. She was already on the older side. She was already on the older side of modeling. She was in her 20s.
Every model starts off as not a supermodel who ends up as a supermodel at one point.
Yeah, but she was already in her late years for modeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but she still looked fire back then, Paul.
But there were the thing is that she was up against. They all looked the same.
They do kind of all
look the same. Barbara says she looked like Petra Minkova, like Victoria Drake. They have the same look because they all look for the same look.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because they do all have. And I don't know if it's the same look. I think it's the same aesthetic features reframed.
Well, that's what I mean, the same look. The way they look, you could put Barbara, Petra Nemkova, Melania, they will look almost the same. For example, Barbara said that they would hire Petra Nemkova and her because they look so much alike.
Hang on, Paula, give me a second. So, yeah, it's like this classic beauty, right? When they're in their prime, it's this classic beauty. I think is what we're getting at. Just work with us here, side chat, right? So there is that resemblance in these women. So we have to assume on some level, they knew they were fighting for the trophy husband, effectively, right?
Yeah. Let me give you an example. Somebody in the chat said an excellent comment. All the supermodels started as teens. Melania got to the States in her almost mid-20s, if not later. She was already old for that kind of group. I believe she came here looking for a husband under the guise of modeling. Because, you know, what else was she doing? She wasn't doing anything. She was never a supermodel. And she locked out. One of the first guys she met was Trump. And she started dating him while Marla Maples was married to him, very pregnant with her daughter.
Well, no, I get what you're saying.
So, no, but this woman, what do you know about her? You Google, you will see pictures. But what do you know about her? What has she done all these years? You know nothing.
That's exactly what I was trying to explain to you. Do you know what I'm saying? Also, Victoria, I kind of feel like Paula's interrupted my sentences. Thanks very much. Actually, Victoria from Yahusha, which sounds pretty cool, by the way. I just want to say, I don't know where it is, but it sounds kind of awesome. Hope you're having a great day. We don't know anything, so I need to go and look at
good
what.
This,
let me. Will you just let me speak for a second?
Good luck.
Good luck letting me speak, Paul. I am. Love you. Right. So look. So for me, when I'm gathering data and I'm at a loss for actual information, I have to look at what holes she fits into, metaphorically speaking. So I have to then look at how she acts on camera, on in pictures during that period, and look at other people who acted the same way, because we know that people like Babs done lots of modeling, right? But she was never in things like Playboy, right?
Nope.
So
that's another little thing. The guy, there's some supermodel called Victoria Drake. No, before I'll forget this, there's a supermodel from Victoria's Secret called Victoria Drake.
Oh shit!
There's a photographer. From Epstein that is involved. Remember we talked off camera about this drug that he was all like, it's in the book and everything. It's all over he's pretty much in every email files that is there. He was this photographer for Epstein and the models, right? And he was so excited when he went to Colombia and he found this drug that made them stupid or something like that, or
I just need to say something right away. There's no way in hell that Melania is even remotely close to as beautiful as Babs. Babs is, she's got that classicness. Do you know what I'm saying?
Melania, and not only that, it's all real. Melania has had quite a few tweaks.
Yeah, Babs is 100% natural.
Don't even go there. Yeah.
That's the thing. That's the thing that is so, that goes so with Babs' story, because you can see where Babs could have been if she'd went to the dark side. She'd went to the dark side, Babs would have been a household name.
The thing that I wanted to tell you about Melania,
fancy Babs, thank you very much. I just respect Babs, and her whole game is modeling, right? Yeah. And I've got a lot of respect for Babs. So no, it's not that fancy Babs. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But there's a famous picture of Melania in an airplane, almost naked. Okay. That picture was taken by this photographer. That's Trump's airplane, by the way. And this photographer, this Victoria's Secret model photographer, is one of the top guys. He's linked with Epstein everywhere. I don't know if he's been in jail or anything like that, but he was the go-to photographer for Melania.
Yeah, that's Babs. For people who are asking who's Babs, we've done multiple interviews with Babs. She's a former Victoria's Secret model who has been exposed and everything. There's loads to come with Babs that is just in the pipes being developed right now, and she's awesome. So watch this space. Also, she knew Melania, and she's a first-hand good testimony for one side of what I believe is Mrs. Trump. Because I'm going to use the serial killer narrative here, where if we have a true evil person, they are capable of picking individuals in their life that they make sure they reinforce their false mask persona with, so that they can continue their horrible shit. And if everything hits the fan, they've got a selection of respected people that will give testimony for them, which is what I could believe we're witnessing in this. You know what I'm saying? Probably not. I'm off on one. You never truly know someone. Yeah, that's basically how a normal person just says Ron's spectrum-based waffle. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say, I'm waiting to see what happens with these survivors, because that's going to need to be approved by someone other than Melania Trump or Mrs. Trump, right? That's going to have to be approved by someone. And we're going to see where this goes. And I think that's going to be where the next big opinion shift. Until then, I'm happy to just talk about whatever pops up. Because
I'm going to give you this little thing. Yep. The name of the photographer was Antoine Verglas, and he's mentioned in over 600 emails, and there's inappropriate communications here in the emails. In 2015, Verglas reportedly forwarded an article to Epstein about scopolamine, a drug known as the devil's breath, which is reported to eliminate free will and cause memory loss, and also writing in an email that he was bringing a lot of it to use.
Well, you know what's interesting, Paula? Was that the first time you mentioned, you heard about that substance, scopolamine?
Yeah.
So I've been talking about that for about 9 years.
Okay. I never heard of that. So I can't even pronounce it.
If you want to learn more, there's a documentary called The Most Dangerous Substance You've Never Heard Of by Vice.
What does it do?
There's a documentary called The Most Dangerous DORG You've Never Heard Of by Vice Documentary from about 15 years ago. And it's known as the drunk tree. So it's a poppy that grows on a tree in South America, where just the pollen, if you stand under it, breathing in the pollen will make you feel drunk. And people call it the drunk tree. But if you harvest certain parts and process them, you make scopolamine. And they show stories of people.
How do you pronounce it?
Scopolamine.
Scopolamine, okay.
That's it. So there were stories from people that were in South America, approached, say, a prostitute. The prostitute hands them a cigarette with a little bit of scopolamine on the filter. They go to draw the cigarette smoke in, and it goes up their nose because it's just resting on top of the cigarette, tiny amount. Mm. And then they wake up in their house the next day. All of their possessions are gone. Their bank accounts have been emptied, and they've no memory of it. And it's them that's committed the crime. They've taken all their possessions.
Isn't this like there's a drug that they give for a date grape? Isn't that the same thing?
Well, that's another substance, which I'm not going to give you the name of so that we don't market. I want to do that. But no, this erases your memory and makes you a zombie to me. So he emptied his own house. Yeah. The security guard said, we witnessed you taking all of your possessions out and loading them in a van. And then you emptied, there's video footage of him alone emptying his bank accounts at the ATMs, and that was it. Because he's no memory of it. Can now imagine if you are under the influence of that, and you're in my car, and I'm selling you as my product, and we get stopped in a police investigation, and they ask you what's wrong, you're just going to go, oh, no, I'm fine. Everything's great. You do not look like you're under the effects of drugs. You need to watch the documentary.
You're acting and you're walking normally and everything?
You're acting and walking normally, yeah.
That's really weird.
It's Paula. I'm going to send you a link to this, Paula, because yeah, you need to know.
I never heard of that before.
When you know the existence of this drug, it's going to make so much clearer why people do not talk about the things you think they've seen. And I'm telling you, I could go on the dark web right now and order a quarter of a pound of this. That's how like widespread it is now.
But that is the guy that was taking pictures of an almost half naked Melania.
Okay. I don't know who you're talking about. I went off on one there.
That's the same photographer, the Victoria's Secret photographer, the one that was mentioned bringing this drug to Epstein.
Okay, I'm with you.
Show the video. Remember, we're going to leave it in a good, funny thing. This is a really kick-ass. This is okay. A really good
video. I don't know what this is. Paula sent me this. I've got a video that I'm going to play for you guys. It's about 90 seconds long. If you guys would like to support me in my new little adventure, I've been writing lyrics for songs for years. I'm finally using AI because I can't really write music, and working with people I struggle with when it comes to long form projects. So I've used AI to turn my lyrics into a band that I hope to then turn into a real band, but at least now I've got a finished product of music for the band to then play, rather than me having it develop with people, because fucking hell, mate. People are a nightmare. So I'm going to play Paula's video, and then I've got a live stream in 3 hours time on my channel where I've taken my band that I've created, stripped back their very, very, very much Linkin Park style inspired music, and stripped it back and given them a string orchestra and a choir. And it's just a night for all the people that have supported my sort of building this music and learning the how to do all this. It's a night to say thank you to them. So I'll play you the trailer for that after. But where is Paula? Where are you, Paula? You're there. You sent me a video.
Now, I wonder if you guys, before we start with the video, this is about a rabbit being chased. Now, let me know if you think that the rabbit is going to make it or is not going to make it.
Put the First sound of all, is this in Ireland? If this is in Ireland, right, also this guy that's doing the commentary here, he's a legend. Okay, so.
Listen to what he says.
It's not a rabbit, it's a hare, first of all.
I don't know, but just listen to what he says.
I think they're the best of all time, the Dudley Boys. What is this?
Drones.
It seems to be some sort of aerial shot footage, maybe from a drone. Oh, I see
a name
dogs
for this.
Running, or at least I assume those are dogs, coyotes.
Listen, the rabbit wins, right? The hare wins, right? Because this is like this
no, it
is
doesn't. You don't know. No, you don't.
Nah, I don't want to
let him play. Let him play.
Nah, I'm not. I don't like this shit. I like this. Just
you don't know. Come on, just let him. No, Ron, don't. Come on. What happened?
I need to find out what happens, and then I can play it because I'm freaking out. It's too intense for me, Paul. It's too intense. Like I need to know. Like I need to know that everything works out before I show the public this. Also,
I can't believe you're such a fool.
I just. You wouldn't tell me. So I need to find out because million subscribers and fucking pure. I'm saying that as a YouTuber fucking reviewing it, mate. You might want to think about that for a start.
Yeah, I think they're the best of all time, the Dudley Boys. What is this? It seems to be some sort of aerial
name for this
footage, maybe from a drone. Oh, I see two dogs running, or at least I assume those are dogs.
No, I can't do it, Paula. I'm freaking out. I can't do it. The YouTuber,
Oh, that's a bunny.
It's not a bunny, it's a hare.
Like, oh no, they're chasing the bunny.
Yeah.
Dogs or something.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Run, oh, bunny, the little bunny that could escape to freedom.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh no, but it seems like the river's frozen. So the bunny can't cross. Oh no. This might be natural selection. The bunny might get cooked. Oh no, there's
it's
freedom right
cooking,
there. There's a fence though.
God,
there's a fence obstructing its path. Oh no. The bunny's in trouble. It's cornered between the fence and the frozen river. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, damn, the dogs are closing in. I think that's like calm down and growling. The bunny's forced to go and take the ice. All right, it's able to cross the ice. At least it's attempted. It made it through the ice. Not the immigration, the customer enforcement. All right, here we go. Come on, bunny. Come on, Jesus Christ, ground.
I swear to God, Paula, if this rabbit gets
caught, just play the thing. Play the thing.
Because there's not much, there's not a lot of snow, there's not a lot of shadow here between dog and hare. I'm getting a bit worried now.
The bunny's able to make the move. Come on, bunny, to freedom. Do not die like this. Come on, bunny. Damn, they got a corner. Not anymore. Take extreme speed. Look at that 40-yard dash time. Are you kidding me? Oh, Lord, Tyreek Hill. Deion Sanders. The dog's got the speed too. Growl if it's closing in.
I swear to God, Paula, if this freaking hare gets caught by these dogs, you and I are going to fall the fuck out. I swear, I'm being serious. Ask my mate Joe what happened when he fucked up my lobbies.
Jace, the bunny's got nowhere to go. It's a foot race to freedom. The bunny ought to make a move. Come on, bunny. Come on, bunny. Come on, bunny. Move. Move. Your life depends on
it. I swear to God, Paula. I swear to God.
You gotta watch a murder. Oh, come on, buddy. Yeah, look at the vertical.
Oh, fucking Paula.
Shit, Relif is right there. Buddy's still taking off. The separation is incredible, bro. The breakaway speed. It's like Jerry Rice off of a slant.
Oh, we need to
this brother got incredible speed, bro. I need somebody to test the 40-yard dash of that bunny. Here comes the ground up, and the hot dog doesn't have the same speed as Relif. Oh, Lord. But he's cornered again. Buddy's cornered again. Space go,
Oh,
now you make a move. Mystical Space Typhoon. Did you see the footwork?
Yeah.
Took his ankle.
Hell yeah.
LeSean McCoy in open space. Come on, buddy. Oh, there was another rodent. Or I should say feline. Some sort of animal that took
even
off maybe a year or so. All right, buddy. All right, buddy. It's a foot race yet again. Hundauer does not
I swear to God, Paula.
Have the stamina to keep up. But it seems like Growlithe is still keeping chase. Bro, this guy's been running for his life for like 2 minutes. Come on, buddy. Take off. Yo, everybody's got the stamina on 100%, bro. Somebody use a GTA cheat or something. Take off, buddy. Here comes Garland still in chase. Hondauer falling out of the goddamn camera shot. Come on. Yes, Garland's there. Take off, buddy. Take off, buddy. To freedom. To freedom. To freedom.
He's done it.
Yeah.
I do not support this, right? We knew the rabbit was going to get away, right? We all knew. Paula wouldn't show us a dead rabbit, right? We do not support
it. Ever.
We do not support animal cruelty, but when we know the outcome's going to be good and motherfuckers are doing this anyway, I'm going to react to it because that was some shit right there.
Freedom! Listen how he reacts.
You're banned from any videos that I have not seen ahead of time. That was way too much. Way too much.
Right? He's really excited. It's really funny.
I feel like I've just ran a marathon.
The little bunny, he goes, the little bunny did it. You know,
all right, so listen, after this live, Ron has got a special night for anyone who's been supporting his music. This is the trailer for it. I would love to see you all there.
I'll see you there. Send me the link if you want me to jump for a few minutes.
Okay, yes. Well, listen, can you not talk over my trailer? First of all, that would be great.
Oh, sorry.
Hang on, actually, do you know what? We'll do it this way. Hang on. We'll do it this way instead. I discovered this the other day.
What?
It means we can play... Anyway, watch this.
Feels like a warning sign.
Heartbeat in the undertow.
Tasted every quiet doubt. Woke up with my demons dressed in my Sunday best. I said lay down, be less than this. I turned pressure into a clenched up fist.
Kiss
the bruise, watch the color shift.
I would love to hear you guys.
I was built to twist.
Baby, I'm the last one standing.
That's
on the
well
field
back.
Of fallen crowns. Every scar I heeded, branding every never hunted down. I'm the best when I break.
Any of you that have been on this weird journey with me, just wanted to say thanks and present the music in a slightly different way. And that's going to be at 1:30 over on my channel. If you're watching on my channel right now, you'll get a notification for it. If you're watching on the Sean Atwood channel, I will give you a link for it right now. And I would love to see you. This is something that was never going to be a thing and is only a thing because of all of your guys' support for the project, and that to me is kind of mad, because it's just kind of mad, really. And through AI, I'm able to do this, so I would love to see you all there. It's at 1:30 a.m. UK time, and it's going to be an awesome night. So yeah, I really, really hope you can all come and join us. And Paula, thank you. Paula and I'll be back most nights this week, and I just want to say, I love you a bits, Paula, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you all for being here. And again, please, 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 if you can stay up or you can come and see this. I've got some new songs and some new announcements for those of you who are fans of the music, and I would love to see some new ears there, because I think this is truly where I'm heading, and it's kind of massive for me. So I would love to see you all there.
I'm gonna be a groupie. I can't believe it.
Well, this is the thing. I can't wait to make this a real fucking band. Like, I cannot wait to make this a real band. And I just want to thank everyone for their support. So, and thank you, Paula, for being awesome. And thank you to the Sean Atwood channel and the mods and everyone. So do I sleep? Sleep is for the weak, my friend. Sleep is for the weak. And the sun is the enemy of my mindset right now. So I'm a freaking vampire. So yeah, big shout out to Sarah, who's learned not to phone me before 4 o'clock in the afternoon as well. Big shout out to Sarah. So yeah, big shout out to Shane too. We're going to be doing a stream to try and help the two of them out with some things that they're trying to raise funds for soon as well. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, Paula, love you lots.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Peace out, my G's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.